Thank you, David, and thank you, WIPO, for the invitation. Copyright management is often quite an challenging endeavor, a complicated endeavor, but copyright licensing shouldn't be for users. It should be an easy process for content users. This is my main idea today, the idea that I'm going to try to convey and illustrate to you, and I'm going to do it from the perspective of Copyright Clearance Center, CCC, which is a collective management organization based in the United States, which operates on the basis of a fully voluntary opt-in system, both for right holders and users, in the field of text and image-based works. So what CCC does is we deal with the complexities of copyright management so that users can avoid them and can enjoy instead simple and efficient licensing solutions. I'm going to start talking about our rights infrastructure, where we currently manage more than 450 million individual rights. And then I will present to you very briefly three of our online business models. So starting with my first point, our rights infrastructure. What I'm going to do is I would like to give you an idea of the many complexities, the many practical challenges involved in the creation of a rights management system for a collective licensing organization. And I'm going to mention five very specific challenging issues, just as a way of example. It's not going to be a complete list of them, just a way to give you an idea. So five very specific issues. First one is the need to accommodate and unequivocally identify and, of course, keep up to date many different information categories in these kinds of systems. And this is, of course, a challenge. I'm talking here about information on the works, the right holders, the rights themselves, the licensing and pricing terms, the usage data, that is the information about the actual use of the works, and finally, the details on royalty allocations and payments to right holders. Second point is that things are, of course, a bit more complex when you don't manage only one type of works, but you manage many different types of works. Among other reasons, because the metadata, or some of the metadata, will be different. In our case, CCC, Copyright Clearance Center, manages in-print and out-of-print works, including paper and digital books and journals, but not only books and journals, also book chapters and journal articles at that level. We also manage images, videos, and blogs. So this variety makes things a bit more complex. Thirdly, there's the issue of rights ownership, which can change and can be shared. And this needs to be reflected as well in these systems. In our case, our system manages different right holders in the same works. We manage transfers of rights. We manage reversion of rights from publishers to authors, and we manage, for instance, rights owned by author states. My fourth point is territoriality of rights as something that needs to be covered as well. So for each right and each work, you need to manage whether it's global or it's geographically limited, and our system does so to support our domestic and our multinational repertory licenses. And finally, in a fully voluntary opt-in system like ours, you also need to deal with the pricing and terms details set by every specific right holder, which again makes things complex. In our case, we have more than 12,000 right holders, which are able to determine the price and the terms for our pay-per-use licenses. Three final points about rights infrastructure, and then I will start with the business models. First is modularity and scalability. CCC's database architecture is fully modular and scalable. And what does this mean? Well, on a very basic level, it means that we don't only have all the existing identifiers and bibliographic fields, but we can accommodate new ones when it's necessary. And it also means that when we want to launch a new licensing service, this new licensing service can be supported by the existing infrastructure, and we don't need to build a totally new separate one. Second is standards. This was mentioned yesterday in one of the panels. Standards are crucial. When we use standards to exchange rights information and works information. In our industry, for instance, the DOI or Onyx, which is a messaging format in the publishing world. But CCC is not only using standards, we are also playing an active role in standard definition. I think this is a very, very important. Final keyword about our rights infrastructure is integration. Systems of this kind don't make much sense when they are isolated. So, for instance, our database is dynamically tied into other many databases and systems around the world, namely those of the biggest publishing houses in different countries, with which we have live data feeds in place, but also our database is connected to other systems and databases, as I will explain a bit later. So, three business models based on this, we think, robust infrastructure that we have. The first one that I want to share with you is called RightsLink. RightsLink, the concept behind RightsLink is the idea of placing the licensing mechanism where the content is and where the content consumption takes place. RightsLink was created by CCC in 2000 as a licensing tool for publishers that allows them to license their digital content online from their own websites. So if you as a user are reading on the internet a newspaper article or a scientific article and you want to republish it in a different publication, or you want perhaps to post it on your corporate website, or you want to provide printed copies in a conference, you from the publisher's side, without leaving the publisher's side and without leaving the article that you are reading, you can choose a specific reuse type permission and you can buy a license online just there on the spot using RightsLink when the publisher has implemented RightsLink on their websites. So RightsLink automates and streamlines the whole rights clearance process, and it generates revenue for the publishers in a quite streamlined way. It works for publishers of all sizes, big and small. Publishers like the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, The Economist, or scientific publishers like Elsevier, Nature, or Springer, they are using RightsLink to offer reuse permissions on their websites. And since digital content is increasingly mobile these days, we have just launched a new mobile feature for RightsLink that enables publishers to add licensing functionality to their iPhone, iPad apps, so that readers can get permissions on the go. Second business model that I want to share with you is one where we have integrated licensing functionality within the user's daily workflows. So what does this mean? Again, an example. If you are a researcher working for a corporation and you want to share an article, a valuable scientific article that you have on your screen, you want to share it with colleagues across the world. Or if you are working for a university, for example, and you are in charge of posting content to the e-learning platform, the last thing you want is to interrupt your workflow to get the permissions that you may need. So what if you had the rights information and the licensing mechanism just there on the same software tool that you use every day to do your work? This is exactly with what CCC provides with an application called RightSphere. I first talked about RightsLink, now this is called RightSphere. So when a company employee clicks on the RightSphere button on their browser, RightSphere tells them what they can do with that content. It first identifies that particular piece of content and tells the user in a user-friendly, understandable language what they can do with that content. And if what they want to do is not covered by any of the licenses that their company has, they can initiate there on the spot a licensing transaction. CCC has applied the same concept not only to this product of our own, but also through partnerships with other organizations, which have added our rights functionality to their applications. So we now have in place more than 20 integration partnerships with content aggregators, with library and collaboration software vendors, and with course packs and course materials suppliers. And what they do is they have integrated our rights functionality so that they allow their thousands of users, the thousands of users of their applications, they can check up and look up rights information and clear permissions from CCC's extensive database without leaving those applications. And the third business model, very quickly, is our own website, copyright.com, which serves as kind of a central licensing hub where all the rights that we manage are available and where content users can transact with our systems. So at copyright.com, anyone can buy a license for a specific use. They can buy pay-per-use licenses, or users of our repertory licenses can verify their license coverage. It means that they can check whether the specific title and the specific use that they want to make, they can check whether they are covered by the license they have with us. Copyright.com was created in the 90s, and at that time was one of the first websites where you could transact purchases, and it has proven to be quite a successful portal with more than 1 million visitors annually and a page rank of 8. I will just end with three very quick conclusions. First one is that building robust, scalable, and well-structured rights infrastructures is quite a challenge, is a complex and hard task that requires highly specialized expertise. It requires sustained efforts over time and, of course, significant investments. My second conclusion, it is crucial to engage into a constant listening exercise with right holders and users to fully understand their rights clearance processes and their business rules and practices. And this needs to be done down to the tiniest, and I would say even the most painful levels of detail and granularity. And CCC has done this and continues to do this to inform the continuous development of our infrastructure and our licensing services. And finally, of course, final conclusion, of course, a rights infrastructure is crucial, but it's not enough. On top of it, you need a vision and you need the right business models. In our case, our goal and our vision has always been to deal ourselves with the complexities of corporate management and to build licensing services that are simple, easy and efficient for the users. Thank you very much.